Pakistani judge today convicted and sentenced to death a British-born Islamic militant for the kidnapping and murder earlier this year of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Three co-defendants were sentenced to prison. An appeal is expected. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital. I don't suppose this outcome was a surprise.
Bob, it was not much of a surprise. Observers were expecting a guilty verdict as well as some kind of a death sentence for at least one of the suspects. The announcement came from Pakistani state television since the trial itself has been closed to outside observers and journalists over the past several months. It was announced on state television that the suspects were also fined $500,000 Pakistani rupees apiece. The Wall Street Journal has already issued a statement on this. He said that the family members and the company continue to mourn the loss of Daniel Pearl, and they've called today's verdict a step in the direction of justice.
Now, who is it that was sentenced to death?
Well, the key suspect here is Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. He gave what amounted to a confession in his first appearance before a court here in February. He said at the time that he believed Daniel Pearl was already dead, but that statement was removed from the record because it was not made under oath. The man's background is he was born in Britain, he's educated, he's described as a charismatic public speaker with a British accent, with a history of involvement in Islamic extremism. He served a jail sentence in India for participating in the kidnapping of foreign tourists there. He was released in a prisoner exchange in 1999 after an Indian airliner was hijacked. That hijacking was settled in Afghanistan. He was released in a prisoner exchange then.
What's the appeals process?
Well, the defense attorneys for the suspects are continuing to insist that their clients are innocent, and they've said that due to the fact that the trial has been closed, they're saying that justice has not been served, that there have been accusations of the authorities fabricating evidence. Relatives of the suspects say that they will appeal this, and they are saying that the Pakistani authorities are following the dictates of the U.S. government in this case. Observers here think that the appeal process is likely to continue for some time, going to several layers of higher courts up to the Supreme Court here. It is likely that this could go on for years unless the Pakistani government applies pressure to speed up this process.
Is there a fear of a public backlash to this sentence?
Definitely. Police were on high alert in Hyderabad. That's the town where the trial took place. And in the nearby city of Karachi, the trial was actually moved to Hyderabad for security fears several months ago. This has not stopped attacks against foreign targets in particular over the past several months here in Pakistan. There was a car bombing of the U.S. consulate in Karachi last month. In May, there was a suicide bombing that killed a number of French nationals. And just on Saturday, a number of European tourists in the northwest of the country were injured in an apparent grenade attack. So there are fears of some kind of response from this country's extremists to this verdict.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Islamabad, Pakistan.